It's the oldest saddle that I have. It was mine when I was 4 years old. And two others that I made. And I said, what'll I do? He says, have you got somebody over there that you can go put a threat on this guy? I said, oh, I've got half a dozen people over there. And go kill him if I ask him to, for $10. Mm-hmm. He says, well, give him a threat. Just tell him that if you don't present those saddles by such and such hour to bring him to the police station, that he's going to get killed. So I got a hold of this fella. I sent my father-in-law was here at the time, and I told him where to go to tell this man to come see me at the hospital. Well, it happens he couldn't come across the river because he lost his, well, he's a Mexican citizen. He couldn't come across, so I just sent him word to go there and give this guy a roughing up and tell him if he didn't bring those saddles, he was going to kill him. So he went and he gave him a couple of licks on the head with a pistol to get his attention, and he said, now I'm coming tomorrow for the saddles, or you take them to the police station. If not, when I come, I'm going to kill you. And if I don't find you here, I know where you live, and you live at such and such a place. If I can't find you, I'll kill your wife and your children. Mm-hmm. I want those saddles, or are you going to get killed, or your wife and children are going to get killed, and he left. This rat runs to the police. They have a little different system over there. This man's threatened me and my wife and my children. Why? Well, I don't know. No. He was talking to the guy that I had told at the hospital. He says it has to do with something about buck saddles, doesn't it? How did you know? Well, he says he's already found three of them. And the man you sold him to told him that you had sold him the saddles. He says that you had stolen the saddles. He says, I didn't steal them. A man by the name of Alfred, that's the guy that Albert had taken out there, he's a good friend, brought them to me and sold them to me. Okay. He says, well, but he's going to kill me. He says, why don't you go and arrest him? He says, well, he hasn't killed you yet. When he violates the law, when he kills you, I'll go and arrest him. Yes, but I'll be dead. Well, you can return the saddles. You don't have to die. You can return the saddles. In less than an hour, he went and got the saddles and brought them to the police station. Now, if I hadn't had good connections with the underworld and with rats and with people that are of shady reputations, and I have not violated the law here in Mexico, mm-hmm. and I try to live restrained, I have no friends. I have three or four people that are friends of mine that I consider friends. I know everybody in town, mm-hmm. and I speak to everybody, and I'm friendly with everybody, and I'm well received every place I go, but I have no friends. I don't want any friends because I don't want complications. Mm-hmm. People that are friendly, familiarity breeds contempt. People that get too familiar, they always, and when they break up, brother, hell hath no fury. Mm-hmm. I have Wallace, Jack, Joe, Clarence, the old man that died yesterday and the other old man out there. Of those people, I have lots of friends. Mm-hmm. But they're not here at my house all day. If they need something, they come and ask me. If I need something, I go and ask them. That man Moody that I stopped to talk to. Mm-hmm. I hadn't stopped to talk to him for months. What made me think of it was telling you about the squirrel that I shot. And I wanted to verify it. And I pass him every day and just wave at him. Mm-hmm. But if he needs something, he knows where I am. He'll call me and I'll wait on him. Mm-hmm. If I need something, I go to him, and if he can possibly do it, he'll do it for me. And if he can't do it, I know that he can't, and there's no need of holding it against him. But I don't have people running in and out of my house all day and all night and everything like that. The kids have their friends and they come in and they play, and that's different. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the association of people. I'm not an isolationist. I don't believe in that. But I do